Come on, y'all can do better than that. Are you awake?
Amen.
Good, amen. How many had a rough day today? Anybody? Yeah. How many had a rough week? How many's had a rough month? Whew. Well, how many's had a rough year? 2020's been rough. You know, we say that a lot, but man, it has. But you know, it's all right. Because you're still breathing. We're still here. It's almost the middle of October. We've almost made it through. You know, 2021 is going to have some good things. I mean, we got nowhere to go but up. I mean, we've hit rock bottom as a year, so we've got nowhere to go but up. And you know, when things get hard, sometimes you just got to laugh. You know, you just got to laugh. Sometimes as Christians, we lose our laughter and our joy. And because that's the very first thing that I feel like Satan tries to take away, you know, when he's attacking you, is your joy. Because when he takes your, when you don't have joy, man, it's just like life just becomes not worth living. You ever experienced that? I have. You know, and sometimes you got to laugh at the little things. This morning, after church this morning, we have several pregnant girls in the audience, and of course I don't know what it is, but they always gotta. I see them every time I look around. They're posing with their belly. So I may have caught them posing this morning. Well, and I had to join in, buddy. Throw that first picture up here. If you haven't seen this on Facebook, you need to look at it. See right there. Isn't that a handsome guy right in the middle right there with his baby bump? Yup. It's body by Hostess. No, actually, it's body by Little Debbie. That's the only other woman in my life. Okay? I'm just saying. We've had to break up this year. It's been rough. But we had to break up. So now I've only got one woman in my life, and that's Pastor Kelly. But so I had to bust in there and I love that. I just had to share that with people. Because, you know, sometimes you got to laugh, even if it's at yourself. Because laughter is important. Because, like I said, laughter is the very first thing that Satan tries to take from a Christian. Because it's been proven over and over that people who laugh do better than people that don't. Did you know that? There's a bunch of studies. There was one I was looking at. It was the University of Louisville School of Medicine. It was this doctor, and he was talking. He did this big study about, you know, laughter and how important laughter is, and just how little people laugh. In this study, he reported that kids aged 3 to 5 laughed 250 to 300 times a day. So that's a lot of laughter. When they're not fighting, they're laughing. At least that's how it is in my house. It's one or the other, right? You feel me, Misty? Yeah, you got what, 3? I got 2. That's enough. That's enough. But he reported that kids 3 to 5 laugh 250 to 300 times a day, while adults age 30 to 35 average laughing just 15 times a day. See, why have we given up our laughter? Why have we given up our laughter? Because joy is our strength. It says the joy of the Lord, the joy we have in the Lord is our strength. But we willingly give it away and don't tap into that. See, laughter is so very important. Because in Proverbs 15 and 5, it says this. Let me get over there. Proverbs 15 and 5, it says, "For the despondent, every day brings trouble. For people that don't have hope, they don't laugh, every day brings trouble. Every day. But for the happy heart, life is a continual feast." For a person that has joy, has a happy heart, they have satisfaction. They have contentment. They're happier people if you can laugh. And sometimes you just gotta laugh so hard. Buddy, throw up that second picture. I found this quote, and I loved it. says, sometimes I laugh so hard the tears run down my leg. Now, hold up. I'll wait for Kayla to catch up. You got it? Okay, there. Yep, I see it. See, sometimes I laugh so hard the tears run down my leg. If you don't understand that, come see me afterwards and I'll draw it out for you. But if, anyway, see, laughter, it's important because, like I said, going back to Proverbs 15, if you have a happy heart, for a happy heart, life is a continual feast. Laughter is important, but we don't do it enough. Why is laughter important? Proverbs 17:22, it says, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. A cheerful heart is like medicine to the body. It can heal things. A cheerful heart is good for you, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. In the New Living Translation, it says, a broken spirit drieth the bones. When you're broken, you're dusty. That's what I think of. You get dusty. When you're broken, you turn to dust. But see, nothing ruins health and happiness more than grief, continual worry, anxiety, fretfulness and fear, hatred, malice, all of these things. Nothing will ruin a heart quicker than those things. When you continually have those things in your life, when you have grief, and that's all you focus on, when you have anxiety, and that's all you focus on, nothing will ruin your life quicker than focusing on those things all the time. See, in Matthew 6 and 25, it says these words. Jesus was speaking, and he said, that is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life. Whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear, isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? See, we get caught up in the cares of this world. Do I have enough? Do I have... do I have what I need? Am I worrying about all of these little things? He says, don't worry about all of these little things. Don't worry about life, whether you've got these things. Life is more than food, and your body is more than clothing. Verse 26, it says, look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable than they are? This verse 27, I want you to look at this. It says, can all your worries add a single moment to your life? All the anxiety, all the worry, does that add a single moment to your life, worrying about things? No, it doesn't. All it does is add more stress and more anxiety. And so many, and I know several people, unfortunately, I think they are professional worriers. They're professional worriers. If they could find a way to get paid to worry about stuff, they would be the richest people you know. Anybody like that? Anybody worry away a little way too much? All right. See, I'm not like that. I wasn't blessed with being a professional worrier, or cursed, however you say it. That's what I got Kelly for. She worries about stuff. I'm the more even person. That's what I want to impart with you tonight. He's saying, look, all of these things, can all of these worries, all of these anxieties, all these things that are stealing your joy, are they adding anything to your life? Can you get a moment? The answer is no. All of these things just compound and make things worse. And it goes down into verse 31. It says, so don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. See, there's a time and a place to worry, right? Sometimes you got to worry about certain things. But stop overthinking it, over-worrying. There's a time and a place for everything. There's a time and a place for everything under heaven. It's a scripture in Ecclesiastes. There's a time for joy. There's a time for sorrow. There's a time for things. So I'm not saying don't ever worry about stuff, okay? Don't get that from this, all right? There are times you got to worry. I'm not saying get on your unicorn, hop over the rainbow while you're going to Walmart. See, life, unfortunately, isn't a Disney movie. See, when you put your hand out and you start singing and the little birds come and sit on your hand. You ever had that in life? Nah, you don't. Because life has worries. Life has stuff. But see, what he's saying here is don't let those things dominate your life. See, there are things to worry about, but don't overthink it. Don't over worry about. See, in verse 32, it says, these things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. Don't let these things be the only thing that you think about. What's gone wrong? What you don't have? What you're missing in life? Don't let those things dominate your life like an unbeliever. But it says, instead, but your heavenly Father already knows all of your needs. He already knows the thing that you're worried about. He already knows the issue in your life. And guess what? He's six steps ahead of you. Stop worrying about it. Stop worrying so much. Because all that's going to do is kill your joy. All that's going to do is kill your joy. Because see, our Heavenly Father knows, it says, all of your needs. Every one of them. And see, when we follow in His footsteps, in His plan, that takes a weight off of us. That takes that worry and that anxiety off of us. It gives us a freedom to laugh again. See, when you give it to God, when you realize God's got this, I can stop worrying about it, that frees you up for joy. See, when you take your burden to the Lord and you leave it there, that's a song. I love that song. It's a very old song. It's from 1916. But it says, take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. In Matthew 11 and 28, it says this. Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. That's the very first step on getting your laughter back, on getting your joy back. The very first step on that road to recapturing joy is to take your burdens and leave them with God. Stop trying to pick them up. Stop worrying about them once you set them down. Because see, we do that way too much. We come to the altar or we have our quiet time and say, God, I need you to show up right here. And in this situation, I'm giving it to you. And you walk away, you go about your day, and then what do? Slide back over. You pick it back up. You pick up that worry and that anxiety that you just gave to God, that you've nailed to the cross and given to Him because He said, I'm going to take care of all of it, but you're fighting with Him. See, stop arguing with God. Give it to Him. Leave it. Leave it there. Stop touching it. So I tell my boys all the time, and I tell them, put it down, leave it there, walk away. Stop touching it. I have to yell at them a lot with their toys when they're hitting each other. Put it down, leave it there, and walk away. That's what, same thing with God. It's the first step on rediscovering your joy. Take your burden and leave it there. Lighten your load. Because like I said in Matthew 11 and 28, it says, come to me, all you are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give to you is light. See, the things He wants to give us is light compared to the anxiety and the worry that we carry. So the first step is to lighten your load. The second step is to stop looking at what you think you don't have. I'll give you a second to process that. Stop looking at and worrying about the things you think you don't have. The things that you think God hasn't shown up yet, or the things that you think that He isn't working in, stop it. Stop concentrating on those things. Instead, concentrate on what you have. Because the easiest way to discourage yourself is to worry about those things that you think you have, that you lack. Or to compare your life and your situation to someone else's life and their situation. Because it's really easy to compare your behind the scenes, what you know about your life, to the movie that everybody else is. See, you see all the good stuff, especially when you get onto the Facebooks and the Instagrams and the ticking and the talking. See, when you start comparing all that stuff, nobody, well, there are people that put their junk out there, I can't say that, but, and they're known as crazy people. But see, most of the time, what are people putting out there? All their vacations. All the good stuff. Look at what my kid did. Look at this award he got. Never mind that I just had to whoop him because he was being retarded. I ain't putting that on the Facebook. See, we compare our lives and we suck the joy out of our lives when we compare our behind the scenes. What we see my kid, I'm like, oh, why are they acting retarded? And then I look at somebody else's kid, oh, they're so good. I'm like, why can't you be like that? Stop doing that. Because you're robbing yourself of joy and your kid of their joy. Because if you're always comparing yourself to other people, you will never, ever measure up. You will always be found lacking. So that's the second step. Stop worrying about what everybody else has. In Philippians 4 and 8, in the Message translation, put that up there, buddy. It says, this is the Message translation. I liked it. It said, summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. See, you would do your best if you focus on things that are beautiful, about the good things in your life, not the ugly stuff. You would do the best to think about things that you can praise about your life, not things that you think you're missing. You live your best life when you can focus on the good things instead of all of the things you think you don't have. That's the second step. See? Look how we're going here. So we lighten our load. We give it to God. We stop worrying and comparing ourselves to other people. And number three, we've got to slow down. So we live in a world of right now. You know, we live in a world of immediacy. We live in a world where even microwaves are too slow. You ever, especially when it comes to kids. Woo! They're like, can you make me some food? Where's my food at? You ever had that? I know we got some mamas in here and some daddies. My kids do that all the time. They're like, Daddy, Daddy, I'm thirsty. Okay, hold on, buddy. I don't got nothing to drink. Oh, I'm wasting away. I'm like, dude, you haven't even given me a second to do anything. We do that with God so many times. We do that with God so many times. We're like, God, take care of this. Why aren't you here? Why aren't you showing up? And he's like, dude, even when you don't see it, I'm working. Stop. Slow down. Stop getting ahead of yourself. Because see, so many times we, it's another song. It's an Alabama song for all you old country people. It's, we rush and rush until life's no fun. Kayla's over here looking at me like I don't know what he's talking about. But there's an old song, I remember hearing it because my mom listened to country growing up a little bit. It was, we rush and rush until life's no fun. All we really got to do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry, and I don't know why. Look it up. Okay? Look it up. I'm in a hurry to get things done. That's the name of the song, I believe. But yeah, see, we rush and we rush. We run around from thing to thing to activity until life is nothing but a drudgery. We rush and we rush and we never slow down long enough to smell the roses. See the little things that God's doing. See the little joys in our life. See, that's the thing. If you're running and running, you're going to miss the forest for the tree. You're going to miss the big picture when you focus on just the little things and you're running from thing to thing and running, and you miss out on the joy that God has for us. See, slow down. Stop running. Number four, look for things to laugh at, even if it's yourself. Look for things to laugh at, because no matter how hard things get, no matter what you're going through, you can laugh. You can laugh at the situation. See, Dr. Seuss, picture number three, buddy, says this. Dr. Seuss said this: from there to here and here to there, funny things are everywhere. Get that? There are funny things everywhere. Even if you got to crash a pregnant lady's picture, just so you can make somebody laugh. And it was the greatest thing when I got tagged in that, and I was looking at some of the comments and what Gina put. I laughed so hard my belly hurt. See, laugh at yourself. I enjoyed that because that was at my expense, and I thought it was the greatest thing in the world. Because didn't I say, as soon as we took that, I said, you better be posting that. I better get a tag. See, laugh at things, little things, even if it's at yourself. Because joy will come when you do those things. Joy will come. And number five, share laughter. Joy that is shared is joy that's made double. When you share the joy that you have, that joy is going to get off on other people. That laughter is going to get off on other people. And there's a lot of people that need a laugh. There's a lot of people that need a laugh. See, don't be scared. How do we get our joy back? We do those things. We lighten our load. We concentrate on what we have, not what we don't have. We take time to slow down. We look for things to laugh at, and we share laughter with other people. You see, my last verse is Psalm 126, verse 2. This was the children of Israel, and it says, we were filled with laughter, and we sang for joy. And the other nations said, what amazing things the Lord has done for them. See, they were filled with laughter, filled with joy, and the people around them recognized that the joy came from God. See, our joy brings glory to God. Our joy points people to God. Our joy helps us. Our joy is something that we need. Sometimes we need that back as a church, as a community. We need laughter. We need our joy, and that's our challenge, is to be filled with laughter, sing for joy so other people can recognize what an amazing thing the Lord has done. In verse 3 it says, yes, the Lord has done amazing things for us. What joy. What joy. So I want to encourage you, laugh more. Laugh more, because you're not laughing enough. Get your joy back. Hallelujah. Get your joy back. Stop living a life without joy. Because remember, the joy of the Lord, the joy we get from the Lord is our strength. It's our strength. Don't be weak any longer. your joy. Let's bow our heads. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for each and every person. Lord, we ask that you would help us regain our joy for life, regain our joy for you, regain our joy and laugh more. Lord, we give you, because we want to be a source of joy for other people. We want that to get off on other people so they will see you, God. Lord, we give you all of the praise, all of the glory, and all of the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.